Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
We're going to segue from this into a short call-in on whether you support the new idea from the New York City Health Commissioner to ban smoking in public parks. Now, it's not just for indoors anymore. If the Health Commissioner Thomas Farley gets his way, we're not going to be smoking outdoors. Mayor Bloomberg says maybe not the whole park, something like that. But let's go on to there. Clive Thompson, do you want to say something about that in 30 seconds?
Yeah, sure. I'm not sure it's going to have any effect, because what these guys discovered was that the people that are left over smoke, we've got smoking down to 1 in 5 people, but those 1 in 5 people tend to be in clusters of friends that all smoke. So something like this is not necessarily going to affect them. The way to get them to stop smoking is to get them to socialize with people that don't smoke. So it's not about their – it's no longer about their opportunity to smoke. They've figured out how to smoke. They're friends with people that have figured out how to smoke. You have to get them to be friends with people that don't smoke. We don't know how to do that.
All right. Clive Thompson, author of last Sunday's cover story in the New York Times Magazine, Are Your Friends Making You Fat? Clive, thanks for coming on.
Take care. Bye.
And let's take those calls. Do you support the proposal from New York City Health Commissioner Thomas Farley to ban smoking in New York City parks? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Have you heard about this yet? This is pretty new. It just came up, and it kind of caught Mayor Bloomberg unawares. When he was asked about it by a reporter, he didn't seem to know about it and didn't exactly distance himself from the idea or denounce it. But he said, well, maybe we would have portions of parks where people could smoke. Would you support that as policy for New York City? If the mayor goes along with it, would it make you more or less likely to vote for him for re-election? And our lines are already full, as if you don't have opinions on this. 212-433-WNYC. You can also post to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And let's see if Paul on the Upper West Side wants to get this going. Paul, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Good morning, Brian. I just find this really callous and inconsiderate. You know, if you want to go see a concert or a picnic in the park and you set up, people go to the parks to get fresh air. And if some callous person decides they're going to light up a cigarette or cigar, first of all, one, they don't care where that smoke goes. They do not care. And you can't escape. So it's a contradiction. It's a conflict of interest. If you want to go to the park to get fresh air, you're not allowed to have it because a smoker has rights. And that
So you're for this idea of banning?
Yes, I want cigarette smoking banned in all public parks.
How about smoking sections in the parks?
Well, if it's the thing is, you got to make sure it's not near playgrounds. And a smoking section in a park, okay. But the thing is, if it's a really huge park, that may work.
Central Park, but, you can do it.
Right. Washington Square Park, Riverside Park.
Yeah.
I don't know, because depending on the weather conditions, where the wind is blowing, it won't work. You have to make sure that, you know, the smokers are not downwind from you. Otherwise, it doesn't matter.
In fact, here's something you may not have known about. We're talking about this proposal for New York City. This is from yesterday's Washington Post about Rockville, Maryland. It says Rockville officials are planning friendly little signs, maybe something like, children at play, please smoke 40 feet away from the playground. They say we're not asking them to go too far out of the way, but 40 feet away from a playground, a city playground in Rockville, Maryland. I guess you'd like at least that idea, right?
Oh, yes. But the thing is, cigars can be really, really onerous. You know, cigars just follow you forever. So a cigar would, 40 feet would not suffice. Again, the weather conditions, what the wind is doing is going to determine that. And that's why I think at the end of the day, cigarette smokers are callous because they just don't care where the smoke goes.
Paul, thank you very much. Oh, cigarette smokers. Boy, did he paint you with a broad brush. Vic in Chester, you're on WNYC. Hi, Vic.
Oh, hi. Good morning. Just a quick comment. I haven't been a smoker for many years, and I don't enjoy smoking, but I think people need to be free at some point in some place to be able to do what they want. You know, and so for the government to step in and tell them that they cannot smoke, you know, outdoors is getting to be crazy. I mean, you know, how much do you want these people in our lives?
There's a New York Times article today that says this proposal seems to have roused many people's inner civil libertarian. So you may be one of those people. What do you think about the Rockville, Maryland idea, though, 40 feet from a playground?
I think that's courtesy, and I think that's people just being aware of what they're doing and how it may affect other people. Smoking is not. It's like everything else. Smoking, tobacco is not bad. Drugs aren't bad. It's what people do with them. You know, not everybody should be smokers. Not everybody should be, you know, thinking about taking recreational drugs or alcohol. But you know, it's what you do with it, and I think people have to be. I'm more upset, to tell you the truth, about people littering. I get more upset about seeing that.
I got distracted for a second. You're more upset about seeing people what?
Littering.
Oh, littering.
Yeah.
People. You know? People are pissed.
I mean,
when
for
it
instance,
comes to
people who are smoking and they just decide to drop their cigarettes on the street and just leave them there. I mean, that bothers me.
Vic, thank you very much. And Jan in Inwood, you're on WNYC. Is that Inwood, Manhattan, or
Inwood, Nassau
County? Hi.
No, Inwood, just up on 204th Street.
Uh huh.
So, yeah, I announced actually on my Facebook page on Monday that I was going to stop smoking. Today was the day. I received overwhelming support, which was really quite amazing to see that so many people were interested in my not smoking. But as far as, like,
and
the
it goes
ban,
to Clive Thompson's article, right? Maybe your social network can reinforce this, especially if you have a lot of non-smoker friends, at least in theory.
I was really overwhelmed. But here's the thing. I wasn't aware of the ban that's being presented. I was recently in California, and I was on Santa Monica Boulevard, and I was kicked off the promenade for smoking, and I was unaware of their outdoor ban.
Uh-huh.
And at first, I was kind of offended by it, but as a smoker who is struggling, who has smoked for 20 years, I cannot quit everything I've tried. I say, make us stop smoking outside. Just give us all the help we can get. Because as a smoker, you know, when I'm walking down the street and I'm puffing on a cigarette and I throw it out on the street, I'm thinking, if I was a non-smoker, that's so offensive. Like, I just say do it. You know what I mean?
Jan, thank you very much. Good luck giving up cigarettes. Okay, Tammy and Leonie is going to get... I'm sorry, I want to get one more opponent. Well, you know what? People are liking this idea. Everybody except Nick and Flatbush on the board right now likes the idea. Nick, what's the matter with this? 30 seconds.
Oh, yes. Hi. First of all, there is no scientific evidence that smoking in open air is harmful for other people around you.
What if it's just extremely annoying?
Annoying doesn't count in our 21st century. How about smog, which is on the street from the cars? This is much worse. I mean, why would you care about somebody smoking like 10 feet from you than just sniffing, the gases?
And you
on
know
the
what?
Highway.
There can be, especially if we're talking about children, which seems to be where this originated, it can exacerbate asthma on a short-term basis. Doesn't mean you're going to get lung cancer,
well,
but there are people out there with different kinds of lungs.
Right. Don't smoke near the children's playgrounds. I would approve that.
Okay. Nick, thank you very much. And the actual quote from Health Commissioner Thomas Farley, we don't think children, parents standing at a soccer game, should have to breathe in someone's smoke. Smoke causes cancer. He went right to cancer. We don't think children should have to watch someone smoking. So there's the proposal from New York City Health Commissioner Thomas Farley, about to be debated in the halls of the Bloomberg administration. Coming up next, guess what ties baby boomers and their Gen Y kids and your baby boomer parents together? Everybody puts the Beatles in your top five groups of all time. We'll talk about it.